Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a thriving virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, study groups, and more, exploring the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. Aries season has arrived, the astrological new year has begun, and we are headed into eclipse season and a Mercury retrograde. At this point in 2024, things are really starting to heat up. And as we look towards what's forecasted to be another hottest year on record, I'm guessing that many of you are ready for the kinds of changes that are bigger than what you can accomplish on your own. And you might be looking for ways to join forces with others who want to create futures on Earth that are vibrant, creative, and courageously committed to visions of reciprocity, reparation, and recalibration of values and power. At Embodied Astrology, we've been preparing to meet this moment. Beginning the weekend of March 23rd, we're launching a year of experimental programming that's geared towards shaping strategies for the future and crafting containers for new experiences of what community can feel like. Join us for a journey of experiential astrology, where you'll deepen your understanding of chart reading, symbolism, intuition, and divination, and work with astrology to support your artistic and creative practices, navigate through conflict transformation and repair, reawaken your relationships to Earth and the cosmos, and take part in exciting and inspiring conversations with astrologers, artists, activists, and others working in the intersections of mysticism and social change. Follow the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com to learn more. Now, your horoscopes. You're about to listen to your Aries season ahead reading, which is an excerpt from my 2024 year ahead readings. The 2024 readings are deep dives into the major themes and influences of the year for your sun, moon, and rising signs. They offer an abundance of information and support to help you make the most of what this year is bringing. You can download your full-length reading today from the link in the show notes or find them in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. Okay, so we're getting into Aries season now, and Aries season really picks up the pace and turns up the heat. Aries is a fire sign. Aries is another cardinal sign like Capricorn. Aries holds the root of your chart. It is an energy that is very foundational for you, very fundamental. This is part of why Capricorns are so strong. And it's also part of the pathology of Capricorns sometimes to feel very isolated, having Aries at the root of the chart. Now, there's a lot that's happening in Aries season, including eclipses. We're getting into eclipse season, also including a Mercury retrograde in Aries, also including a planetary pile up with Venus, Mercury, and the Sun all aspecting the north node of the moon. A lot of evolutionary energy, a lot of fast moving change force flowing in Aries season. Now, in the channeled reading for 2024, I talked about the importance of belonging and the feeling that you are navigating new ways to experience your own belonging in your body, in your communities, in your families, and here on planet Earth. And Aries season is going to bring those themes in hot. So what are you ready for now? A lot of you are ready to feel a sense of belonging in new and different ways. And some of you might need to separate in order to feel this. So there could be a very distinct need to change it up when it comes to living arrangements. There might be needs to differentiate or separate or individuate with family members. And there might also be needs to kind of grow up and elevate when it comes to old ways of being that were put into place in your early foundational relationships. And so this definitely includes family, caregivers. It includes your early and foundational experiences with authority figures. But this is a period of time that is really inviting you to sense into your own power and the power that you have as an individuated being, as a person who inhabits your own body to make your own choices. Now, you can't choose anything. We know that there are circumstances and conditions that will definitely limit your possible options. But inside of the options that you have, there are so many ways that you could go. And they might be as subtle as how you perceive something, like I was talking about in Pisces season. They might be as practical as how you use your resources, and that could include your attention, your time, your energy, your money, the relationships that you have, as I talked about in Aquarius season. It could include basically how you are able to even access your own power, like I talked about in Capricorn season. Are you aware of the force and velocity and qualities of power that move through you? Your options include all of those things and more. And in Aries season, we want you choosing the options that serve your growth most. And your growth right now is most served by cultivating belonging. You are alive on planet Earth if you are listening to this horoscope, and that means that you are somewhere. Where are you? Whose lands are you on? Most places on planet Earth have suffered from colonial invasion and occupation and a shaping of relational expectations then and power hierarchies and, race, class, gender, like issues around embodied identity that have a lot to do with how people feel their own options and feel their own power. In Aries season, there is something about getting grounded where you are, in who you are, and how you are, so that you can deepen your personal power and expand your options. And that, for a lot of you, might have to do with understanding more deeply the conditions that are around you right now, that you are embedded in and related with. So that's why I asked, where are you? Because where you are will entirely influence how you get to be. Where you are will entirely influence how you get to be. What is brought forth in the landscape or the relationships or the language or the customs? And where you are will influence you in ways that also, produce opportunities to express yourself in certain ways or not express parts of yourself in other ways. And when you can become increasingly conscious of how the land and the location and the society or the culture that you are inside of, many, many cultures can exist in one place, right? When you become more and more conscious of what are the rules here, what are the expectations, what's the status quo, then you can become more conscious of your implicit bias and behavior. And then you can become more conscious of choice. Now, when we travel, it's wonderful, right, to build perspective. If you grew up your whole life in a small town and then you travel to a big city in another country and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, people do things totally differently, right? And then you go home or to the town that you grew up in and you're like, whoa, this is how people do things here. And then you're kind of
restless, right? A lot of people have that experience. They're restless. It's like, oh my gosh, like, how do I do it like they did it over there? I have different options. Or maybe you come home and you're like, oh, this is so familiar and comfortable and I love it because I know it. Feels like home. Neither is better. Options, right? Options get opened with perspective. So in Aries season, expand your perspective. Who are you? Where are you? How you are is related to where you are. How is where you are related to how you are? Ask the question. Ask the question.
Astrology, like many things in our world, is a system that has been shaped and distorted by patriarchy, white supremacy, and colonial imperialism. But we're lucky to be alive at a time when this language is evolving rapidly and providing healing, insight, and support for so many people. Astro's current revolution is due to the scholarship and praxis of philosophers, mystics, and oracles who pushed and continue to push against the way things have been written, orienting instead to radical, queer, and creative potentials of this craft. Embodied astrology is firmly rooted in a lineage of evolutionary expansion and ancestral repair. Our teaching team and community center queer and diverse approaches to working with symbolism and engaging astral mechanics and magic. If this sounds like something you're looking for, we hope that you'll join us for the launch of our new program the weekend of March 23rd and 24th. We start on Saturday, March 23rd, with a council session led by Sherry Taylor on the Femme Faces of Saturn. Sherry is a clinical psychologist, death doula, grief mentor, and practitioner of planetary allyship. This is her second year teaching with embodied astrology, and she's continuing in 2024 to deepen with the mystery school of Saturn's transit in Pisces. This special session sets the tone for a devotional cycle with Saturn and mythic mysteries of bone mothers and tenders of time. Drop in once and receive an initiation into your own practice, along with a workbook full of prompts and exercises, or sign up for the whole series and commit to a journey that will reshape your understanding of how to work with this important energy of obstacles and integration. Sunday, March 24th, Embodied Astrology is delighted to welcome back acclaimed author, playwright, and artist astrologer Junauda Petrus for her third year teaching with us. In 2024, by popular demand, Junauda will be expanding her artistic alchemy offerings from quarterly workshops to a monthly series. Join us every month near the full moon for a sweet and soulful gathering where we'll work with the transiting lunar solar axis in our charts and in our hearts. We'll reflect on how we show up for ourselves, our creative devotions, and the realities of surviving in a world that is filled with both beauty and uncertainty. In these sessions, we'll practice staying grounded with the rhythms of astrology and spirit, channeling the wisdom of cosmic alignment, and opening to celestial guidance from ancestors as support for balancing creative life in the real world. You can always drop in to one of Junauda's monthly gatherings or sign up for the whole year and get access to a virtual communion space where you can connect with other creatively minded seekers. All of our offerings are recorded for those who can't attend live. Embodied Astrology is committed to financial accessibility. You can find scholarship codes right on our checkout pages for sliding scale, and you can always write to us for more support if finances are a barrier. Click the link in our show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more and sign up.
We are moving into eclipse season as we get into Aries season. So we have a lunar eclipse on March 25th in Libra. Libra is the opposite sign of Aries, so it is one of your fellow cardinal signs. It holds the heaven of your chart. It has a lot to do with your career, your sense of purpose. It has a lot to do with relationship, right relationship, reciprocity, and balance. Your values are changing throughout 2024. You no longer value the same things that you used to, and part of what's shifting for you has to do with status and ambition in the world. This is an eclipse that is really highlighting a sense of changing growth trajectories. 2 weeks later, on April 8th, there is the total solar eclipse. This is an eclipse that is visible across a lot of North America and the continent of South America. I think there's visibility in other places as well, and it's not in my mind right now. I'm sorry if you live somewhere where it's visible and I didn't include it, but you can look it up on the internet. So April 8th, 19 degrees of Aries, total solar eclipse. This is an eclipse that is radically shifting your ideas about where you want to be and how you want to be where you are. It is definitely a period of time to let yourself be shaken and destabilized a little bit. I hope that the destabilization is of the creative kind. I will say that right at the end of Aries season, as we head into Taurus season on April 20th, there is a really big planetary aspect. This is the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, 22 degrees of Taurus, your fellow Earth sign. I think for Capricorns, this feels pretty fun. But in the world in general, this has a very potentially explosive quality to it. These aspects can also very much be related with earthquakes. We are living at a time of climate chaos, and 2024 promises to be a year of intense weather. So I will just include that here in this reading, that there's a probability that some Capricorn-identified people are going to be somewhere where the environment is literally being destabilized at this time. And whether or not you are, you probably know about what's happening in the world at this time. And our mirror neurons are constantly responding to what we see happening in the world. And that is going to shift the perspective that we have about where we are. And so in a larger collective responsibility kind of way, there is a need for all of us to become deeply invested in what and where we are embedded, to really pick up responsibility for caring for one another and for the environment and the living systems here on planet Earth. And that requires activism, that requires advocacy, that requires speaking up and speaking out. And some of you are really feeling the need to speak up and speak out right now because what you love is potentially being very threatened by misuse of resource in the world. And that is a big theme in the Capricorn charts right now, is using resource skillfully and effectively towards greater good. And so if you are someone that has an idea about, hey, we could do this, we could do that, I have this, I can share it with you. You might be in a position where there is a real need to coordinate resource, or it may be a time where coordinating resources is necessary. You might be part of that. I ask you to involve yourself, because the more that you give generously, the more you will receive. And that is a big lesson for you over the next two decades. You are being asked to really learn generosity in new and different ways. You are being asked to trust others. I mentioned at the beginning of Aries season, when I was talking about its place in your chart, that this is a placement that can symbolize a kind of sense of separation or isolation for Capricorn-identified people. A lot of Capricorns did not have the luxury of being little kids. A lot of you were born into conditions that required you to grow up really fast and to be very self-sufficient very early. And so this can give an orientation towards resource that sometimes is very self-preservationist. And it can also be hard for Capricorns to relax and receive, as well as trust other people in the giving. But this is a period of transformation. And so if any of these words are relevant for you, think about how what you are giving and sharing can open space for receiving and benefiting in new and different ways. Mercury is going retrograde. So Mercury enters Aries on March 10th. It will station retrograde on April 1st, and it will station direct on April 25th. It is retrograding from 27 Aries back to 15 Aries. If your Capricorn placements are between 15 and 27 degrees of Aries, take note, of Capricorn, take note, because this Mercury retrograde will square those placements. Over this period of time, there is some kind of process that you're in that is about researching, we want to use the RE prefix with the retrogrades. So researching, revisioning, refining, redefining, reclaiming, reworking home, family, belonging. Revisiting these ideas. Home, family, belonging. Those are huge oceans of meaning in those words. Home. Home. What does home mean for you? For many people, it's a very loaded word, it's a very loaded feeling. Family. So loaded for so many people. Belonging. Have you felt that you belong somewhere? Ever? What did it feel like? How do you imagine it can feel? Home, family, belonging. At the beginning and end, or I should say before and after every retrograde, there is the retroshade. That's the period of time that Mercury is moving direct over the terrain it will retrograde back onto. So the shade begins on March 19th and culminates on May 13th. So March 19th to May 13th, there is some kind of process that you're in. An RE prefix. Play with them for yourself in the realms of home, family, and belonging. And April 1st through the 25th, Mercury is retrograde. Now, the retrograde periods are oftentimes when things don't work out as planned. There isn't a direct forward movement with something. There is a need to return or remain or redo. And so if you have some new idea about where you're headed, but then it's not working out the way that you wanted, chill. Chaos is the mother of creativity. When things don't work out exactly as you wanted or planned, it's because either steps didn't happen that need to happen for the viability and sustainability of the thing, or other options are the options that actually you need to pursue. So if things come up that feel a little bit wonky, chill, move with them. And then right at the end of Aries season, we have Venus and Mars both coming into contact with your ruling planet, with Saturn. And as I talked about in Pisces season and in the year ahead overview, your communication is key right now. And your capacity to listen and perceive through your subtle senses is essential. And so in this period that is also infused with Mercury retrograde or retroshade, move slowly, move with deep awareness, and really try and tune in with what you are perceiving in both the inner and the outer. So when information is coming in, notice what's happening in your inner body, in your physiology, in your intuition. Get curious about what's happening internally. Double check it with what's happening externally. Ask questions, right? Get curious with other people. Take your time to work things out in how you're perceiving, and you'll be happy that you did.
Thanks so much for tuning in with Embodied Astrology. This work wouldn't exist without a team. Big thanks to Alicia Mauji, Joe Stewart, Ash Good, Ariana Sears-Putowski, and Gabs 404 for making it all happen with me, Renee Sills. As Pluto moves into Aquarius, one of the main things to remember is that teamwork makes our dreams work. In the spirit of community and collaboration, Embodied Astrology is in an active transition to becoming a collective multi-voice platform. This year, I've invited four facilitators with whom I've been working for the last several years to join me as core faculty in co-visioning and co-creating an exciting, innovative, and totally unique astrological studies program. Sherry Taylor, Junata Petrus, Ramon Parrish, Gabs 404, and I are interested in how astrology can assist us in realizing embodied healing, radical imagination, and creative collective liberation. We're inviting you to join us in our explorations in small or big ways. Our full program will be an immersive and life-transforming experience that takes place over the course of 16 months. And most of our offerings also have opportunities to drop in for one or just a few sessions. For more information and to sign up, check the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com.